Hello everyone. Welcome to the One Last Episode show where we talk about all things Asian dramas. Not real drama, but TV show dramas. My name is Maida, and today this episode is going to be a short one for y'all. It's another mini episode where I'll be talking about multiple dramas that I'm currently watching and wanna give it a little bit of update on that. So let's get started. I haven't recorded in a minute, so I'm literally like, I feel like I don't know what I'm doing. So bear with me, everyone. I'm even forgetting how to read my script. Please don't forget to subscribe and continue listening to us on all podcast radio platforms that you are able to listen to. And support us by giving us the best rating ever with some positive feedback and comments. Lots and lots of comments. Also, please follow us on social media and send us some other drama comments or messages or anything relating to the drama so we can continue with this show. Let's go. I think I said that twice already, so. Hello, everyone. Sorry about that very rough cut of my introduction. I feel like I just haven't recorded in so long that I'm literally so rusty. I don't know what I'm doing with my life. So, yeah, how is everybody doing? Fun fact, today is Black Friday. Today's the day after Thanksgiving. So even though Thanksgiving as a whole has a really bad representation of a history, I feel like the holiday this year was considered to be something different. I don't know, maybe it's just me. Maybe the idea of it being more of a family day, kind of like Christmas, but a little bit different. It's just dinner and just being thankful for everything that you've had. And so that's kind of how I see it. Like, I've always saw it that way. I've never really thought about history. I know that Thanksgiving really represents something absolutely horrid. And it's sad that it became a holiday. And I don't know. I hate even thinking about it. I really do. But it was Thanksgiving for us this weekend, the day of the recording at least. So nothing too excited, just had dinner with family, and that's about it. I didn't get to work today. My job said we can't work today. They're gonna pay us for it, of course, but I was just like, what the heck, I wanted to work because my whole family is working, but I figured it's a great opportunity to record for you all, so might as well. Today, again, it's a mini episode. Hopefully I can get them all together. I have 6 dramas for y'all. There are dramas that I haven't finished watching, that or dramas that are still being aired, and I wanted to kind of just get your guys' input on them. Again, mini episode, because they're actually decently good dramas, and one of them you'll be surprised considering how I'm always talking about it, talking about where these dramas come from. So let's get started, why don't we? I don't want to get too much into depth on my personal life. That dog needs to stop barking, oh my gosh. But I guess it's just more of a mini episode, so yeah. So if you guys don't know, these are very, very random, but it's just basically a collection of all the dramas that I'm currently watching or have watched. Today, this is going to be a currently watching, not half watched, because, again, I'm in that situation where a lot of dramas are either, they're very, very good dramas, but they're still being aired. They're not being binged watch like those ones on Netflix, some of them on Netflix at least. So I'm kind of having to wait it out. So then I've been kind of watching these older 2021 dramas, and because they're so long, I'm taking my time and I don't want to watch too much because that's gonna hurt my eyes or just watch too little of it. So I'm trying to find the page that I wrote them all, but I'm so, like, oh, here we go. So lost on them. Okay, so I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 dramas. I initially had 8, but the 2 that I'll be talking about, on those 2, I'm probably going to create just 1 actual episode on them because they're pretty big on Netflix and worldwide. You already know what I'm talking about. And I feel like they kind of need their own episodes, so yeah. But let's get started. I'm excited for these ones. Okay, so like I said, I have 6 dramas. three of which are Korean, two of which are Chinese, and one that's Japanese. So I'll start off with the first Korean drama. This one is called WWW, or World Wide Web. I think I said that completely wrong. Currently, it is available on Netflix, and it was originally, it was a drama that started out in 2019, or aired in 2019, and the runtime is about, I'd say, an hour. This one is basically, just to give you a short synopsis here, Bae Tami works as a director for a web portal company, so literally like Google. She is in her late 30s and is quite competitive. With her competitiveness, Bae Tami enjoys success. The method she uses to win has her wondering if she's doing the right thing with her life. Has she sacrificed too much of her personal life for success? Park Mogan is a man in his 20s and he is a gifted composer. He creates music for video games. My goodness. Park Mogan meets Bae Tami at an arcade. He falls in love with her due to her competitive spirit. So it's basically, I feel like the romance aspect of it is like 20% out of 80% of the drama. Granted, I've only seen about give or take six episodes. Again, a lot of these dramas that I'll be talking about, I've only seen a bit of it. I haven't seen a lot. So I can't really say, you know, what I'm saying now is going to represent the whole drama. But the first few, I feel like, thus far, the drama is more of, like, her competitiveness, trying to compete with the previous job that she had, as well as trying to kind of figure out herself, because she's 38 years old, she doesn't know what she's doing with herself, she thought she was going to be in a different position, that, and she's fallen for a younger guy, like, she's fighting herself from not falling for him, because he's so much younger, but at the same time, it's like, she can't help it, you know? So the main cast of this drama, we have Lim So-jung, who is Bae Tami, Lee Tae-hee, who is Cha-hyun, or she's also Scarlett, if you're familiar with this drama, we have Park Mogan, who is Jang Ki-young, and then we have Lee Dae-wook, who is Seol Ji-hwan. I haven't actually met the character Seol Ji-hwan, and I'm already like six episodes in, but he is the love interest of Scarlett, or Tae-hyun, and so I'm excited to see what's gonna happen on that one. These are like the four main people that I feel like people would know of, so thus far with the six episodes that I've seen, six or seven, I really do like this drama. It's definitely more of a mature drama. It's not your happy, you know, romantic drama that we're so used to. But I feel like thus far it is a really good drama. I'd have to say I give it like an 8 out of 10. It's kind of a lower rating for my typical dramas, but I feel like I'm more of a romantic person, and so I like the romance, but I do like seeing the feminism in this drama, or more, not feminism, it's just more of the strong women that this drama has. Scarlett, or Tae-hyun is one of the characters that I kind of, the reason why I'm watching it, because she's a very strong person, strong personality, and I feel like she's someone that I look up to. The actress herself is amazing too, but the three main lead ladies, I didn't mention the third one, but her name is Chung Hai-jin, and she's a character, Song Ka-kyung, and just basically kind of, you know, working in a field that, you know, you need to really work hard to be where you're at as a woman. So I definitely think that it's worth watching it kind of as a pastime. You'll learn a lot from this, and I feel like I'm learning a lot through these characters, because I feel like I'm starting to become a part of this age range community, so it's nice seeing the strong women fighting for what's good for them. So definitely worth watching it if you're more of like the drama, melodrama type of feel. The next one that we got, it's called Happiness. This is another Korean drama. Happiness in Korean. It's still currently airing. It is on Viki, this one. And it is an hour runtime drama. It is a thriller. I feel like a bit horror, but not really. Thriller, drama. And let me see, give you guys the plot twist. Let me see. I feel like I can just tell you guys, but I'm not really good with summarizing things, so let's go. So in the near future, a high-rise apartment building has been newly constructed in the big city. The apartment building has residents from diverse backgrounds, but new infectious disease breaks out. Because of the outbreak, the high-rise apartment is sealed off. The residents struggle to survive while striked with fear and distrust of others. So it kind of gives us a little bit of description of everybody that's in this, but basically what I just summarized, I don't think it's set in the near future. I feel like it's set in the present time because they talk about COVID and like this is like what could happen if you take the wrong medication type of thing, having COVID. Like it was just kind of like an interesting aspect because they use COVID in this drama. So I don't feel like it's set in the near future. I feel like it's set in the present. And so we got three main people in this drama. We have Yoon Se-bum, who is played by Han Hyo-joo. And I guess as a summary, we have as a member of a special police squad. She's decisive, determined, and does not easily get rattled. True. She is excited to move into her new apartment, but as soon as she moves there, she faces crisis. And we have Jung Ji-hyun, there we go, who is played by Park Hyun-sik, who is our favorite actor. He's a detective. He is smart and honest. For a long time, he has held romantic feelings for Yoon Se-bum. They graduated from the same high school. Jung Ji-hyun struggles to protect Yoon Se-bum and other people. And then we have Han Tae-suk, who is played by Jo Woo-jin, is a lieutenant colonel. I always pronounce that wrong. And belongs to the health service command, who holds the key into the infectious disease outbreak. So this one, it's only what, like, I think 10 episodes in or a little bit more than that. We're still getting those dramas being aired. And I'll be very honest, I give this a 10 out of 10. The chemistry between the two main characters is on point. I feel like Park Hyun-sik, who plays the male lead, he's got good chemistry. If you don't know who I'm talking about, he is a male lead from Strong Woman. I always pronounce her name wrong. Strong Woman to Bong Soon. And I feel like he just has really good chemistry with a lot of his female leads. And this one in particular, he just, I don't know, like he plays a completely different character. There's a scene where he does something very rational. And oh my god, like it's something you don't see in many characters that he's done. Granted, I've seen him in another drama called Suits and it's somewhat similar. But I feel like his character in this one is a lot more, he gives zero fucks. Like he only cares about his job. But he's still a good person, you know. So I think above all, it's really good. And then Han Hyo-joo, she plays this badass character, like another badass women character. Like I feel like this drama just kind of gives that representation of a good balance of chemistry between the two main characters, but also she's really badass. And then we have the colonel, who I feel like he's like, you have mixed feelings about this character because he's just sort of like, you're wondering whether or not he's good or bad. So there's just a lot of mixed feelings, a lot of among all the other rest of the characters. So above all, I think this drama is really, really good. I give it a 10 out of 10 thus far. People are loving it. So I see on social media, but I think it's worth a watch. Again, it's a thriller drama. It's intense because it is about like it's you see zombies basically. It's people taking medication that's creating them into these zombies because it's causing some nerve damage into the brain or whatever stem, whatever, I don't know. But point is, it's doing a lot of damage to the person that it turns them into zombies, and blood thirst is, yeah, that. So that's kind of why I feel like this drama just makes things even thrilling, is because there's some sort of, even though it's a bit of a fantasy in that aspect, it's some sort of reality because of COVID. So yeah. Okay, this next one, oh my god, this one I will be creating an episode. I feel like Happiness is also another one that I'll create its own self episode, but because it's not done yet. But this one as well, This one is called The King's Affection, another Korean drama. And Hyunmo? Hyunmo, I guess is what it's called. That's a short drama name in Korean. But it's still currently airing and is available on Netflix. This drama is an hour-based drama, and I believe... Is it a... It is a comic! I didn't know that! That's such a beautiful thing. Oh my god. Anyways, it is going to be a 20-episode drama, so I'm literally burning with anxiety. I haven't finished the most recent episode, so episode number 14, because I'm literally just, like, anxious every week of what's going to happen. So I'll kind of give you guys the synopsis here. The Crown Prince's wife gave birth to twins, but twins were considered an ominous sign. Oh, the twin daughter was supposed to be killed, but her mother begged to save her life. Secretly, the twin daughter is sent out of the palace. A few years later, the twin son, Yi Hui, is killed. The crown prince's wife hides her twin son's death and brings her twin daughter back to the palace and raises her as Prince Li Hui. Yi Hui eventually becomes a crown prince, but she is afraid her real identity will be revealed. Because of her secret, Yi Hui is unable to have anyone close to her. She hides her emotions from others and she makes biting remarks. Jung Ji-un is Li Hui's teacher. Jung Ji-un comes from a noble family. He's handsome, smart, and optimist who enjoys life. Crown Prince Li Hui develops feelings for Jung Ji-un. So that part where it says the Crown Prince's wife hides her twin son's death. Okay, so that part right there, so that kind of deceives what happened. So let me just give you a little bit of backstory. Maybe I should just talk about this. Okay, I'll leave it to the synopsis that I'm reading here, but I'll talk about it more in the actual episode because I feel like the synopsis is a bit off to what's going on, as well as the romantic aspect of things. I think everything is not right. So I won't go into depth because I can go so on for this drama because I'm currently watching it. So the main cast we have is Park Eun-bin, who is Yi Hui. We have Rowan, who is Jung Ji-un. Nam Yoon-soo, who is Yi Hyun. And Choi Byung-chang, who is Kim Ga-eun. We have two other female leads, but they're not really seen a lot. Then again, it could be that we're still kind of, you know, we're not done with the drama. So I'll probably be announcing all of them when I do actually talk about the whole drama. But for now, this is what I'm introduced. If you guys don't know, Park Eun-bin is one of my absolute favorite actresses. I've seen her in many dramas, and she's so talented. But anyways, I was going to talk more, but I'm like, nope, this is a mini-sode, so this is where I'm going to be talking about just short bits. But the chemistry is on point. It's more than on point. If you see the behind the scenes, there's more than just chemistry there. Hello. And I'm only giving it a 9 out of 10. There's a reason why. Because we're still in episode 14, and I just wish there was more happiness going on for her. More positive, impactful things. But just every episode, there's been something bad happening. Like, I kid you not, something bad happening. And it just gets me on the edge of my seat, and I just want to fight somebody. Fight the people that have ruined her life. So that's the only thing that's kind of, like, making it a little bit, like, I'm upset. But nonetheless, this drama is amazing. And I really, really, really hope that good things happen for her and for the main guy. I don't want to say more because I know that I want to create an episode for this drama. So for now, this is what I'm going to be giving you all. A sneak peek. But it's a must watch. It's a must watch if you like the Joseon history stories of Korea. Or Joseon historical dramas. There we go. I feel like y'all have been waiting for me to talk about this one in particular because it is the Japanese drama. It's called From 5 to 9. Can I do it in Watashi ni koi shita ikemen sugiru obosan. Fun fact, I found out that Japanese pronunciations are similar, a lot similar. The vowels, at least in my own understanding, are the same pronunciation or sounds to the Spanish language. So I think I got it right. Right? Anyways, so this is a 10 episode drama. Oh, well then. I feel like the dramas though is about more than an hour long. It feels that way anyways. Maybe I'm just on the edge, but I've only seen two episodes, so please bear with me. I'm giving it the opportunity because I saw a trailer of it and it was funny and she's gorgeous and he's handsome and I just had to try it out. So basically, the synopsis is Junko Sakuraba dreams of working in New York, but she currently works as an English conversation teacher. She's about to have her 29th birthday. Junko Sakuraba works hard to achieve her dream, but New York seems far away. She has also not dated in a long time. Sakuraba attends a funeral held at a temple. During the funeral, she makes a mistake and throws ashes onto a monk chanting a sutra. She feels apologetic and embarrassment. Later, Junko Sakuraba's family deceives her into going on a blind date. The man she meets on the blind date is Takane Hoshikawa. Her date is a monk who she accidentally threw ashes on. And it's a manga too. So it's somebody just walked out. That's what happens when I have the door open. But it's surprisingly good. I'm not against Japanese dramas at all. I'm not, like, whatsoever. It's just I see a lot of the ones that are very popular. And I don't like the dominant guy taking over the submissive girl. Like, I hate those type of characters. Like, I like more women that are strong women, women who are more daring, or just like, I don't know. I don't like that. And I don't mean any, I don't want to think of the Japanese dramas that way, but that's how I've seen most of the ones that I see snippets of or trailers of, and I don't like that. Also, the age, they're always like 18 years old, 19 years old, and the man is like 30, and I don't know how I feel about that either. But it just really depends. It's like you gotta really find the right drama. So when I saw this one, I was very intrigued, and I saw the first episode, and I was like, oh my God. I haven't seen the other, like, I haven't continuously watched it though, because I'll be honest with y'all. This week has been kind of, because I started it this week. I literally just started this week, but I haven't really gotten to it because I've just been sort of, my head's been in another place. I've been doing a lot of homework and that's been taking a lot of my time. And so I've only put in time for the dramas that I literally am obsessed with. So the King's Affection, and then YouTube. That's it. Like, I haven't really put up any time. And like with the holiday, it just, I haven't been able to actually watch anything happily. So now that like the holidays, well, more holidays coming too, but school's gonna be coming to an end. I'll be able to put more time into some of these dramas that I'm very intrigued by. So, but yeah, so far again, it's really good. I'm only gonna say the two main characters because thus far I've met the other ones, but I'm still like a little iffy about them. There's a lot of one-sided romance, that's for sure. This lady, she has like four men following her suit, and it's like I've never seen that happening. So the main actress is Satomi Ishihara. I guess she's Junko Sakuraba. And then we have the male lead who's Tomohisa Yamashita. And he is Takane Hoshikawa. So it's good. I really do think it's good. I'm gonna give it a shot and try watching it. It's only 10, I was gonna say 10. 10 episodes, so we'll see how it goes. This drama is available on Viki. And right now I'd give it an 8 out of 10. I know it's only two episodes in, but I like it so far. We'll see how it goes. I'll keep you all posted. All right. So we have our another Chinese, our first Chinese drama of this episode. It's called Love Crossed, and it's basically it's an interesting drama, I'll be honest. So it's basically I want to say it's set in the future, but not really. So there's this like. This girl unfortunately gets broken up. She kind of gets a really bad day on New Year's. Like, her father doesn't come back from his business. Her boyfriend of so many months breaks up with her, and then she gets fired from her job. And so it's like she has all these things happening, and then she gets a gift from her dad, who is like, it's basically based on the story. the plot of the story. There's a VR game that consists of having virtual boyfriends, and they're called love boys. And so it's just basically you wear these VR glasses and you basically have a VR boyfriend. And so the concept is interesting. I don't know how I feel about it. At first she was apprehensive, but then forward to a year later, she has her VR boyfriend of a year, and it's thus far the most interesting perspective. And then so she kind of falls into an incident where she hits an old lady. This old lady is a cleaner, and so she has to help this old lady to clean this home, which consists of the four male leads from the VR game in real life. So the story itself is pretty interesting. I do like it. The romance, I feel like it's very typical. He's a cold-hearted man who has a dark history, and here she's a cute, happy-go-lucky lady who wants everybody to be happy. Like, that's kind of how I see it. I want to give it a shot. Like, I'm only in episode 6. I think it's, like, a 24-episode drama. So, I know I'm, like, pushing it because with Chinese dramas, are very long. I want to finish it just to see how it ends. I'll be honest, I even saw a snippet of the ending because I do that always. And, excuse me. And I like the ending because it was kind of like, okay, are we in the real world or are we not, type of thing. But I don't like the bad boy, Cole. Like, he's a complete ass, and I don't know how I feel about that. So, yeah, that's my only remark of it. What did my score? I wrote it down. I gave it an 8 on this one as well. So, I'm so terrible. I'm gonna butcher the names. I'm so sorry, Chinese. Mandarin is like the hardest thing ever because there's a lot of tones and so I'm gonna pronounce this absolutely wrong. So please bear with me. Lolo is the main guy, and his character name is Lu Xiao or Lu Shenzhu. Lu Shenzhu. And then we got the lady, the main lady. Her name is Tai Lua, Tiang Ke Le. And then we have her best friend, Fang Shui Qi, Guan Xianya. And I'm just going to say them three because they're kind of the, oh my lanta. They're the main ones for right now. So like I said before, I give it I think I said 8 out of 10. I'm still trying to finish the drama. We'll see how it goes. I think for me, what's hard is the way that he is as a character. He's very mean, and I don't really like that. I try to lean away from those dramas. I think I said that after absolutely wrong, but I try to be away from those dramas because they're very, I don't know, I just don't like that. And it kind of gives us the idea that one day we're going to be able to change a man if he's a bad boy. But whatever, so he's not a bad boy. I think he's just very broken. So this drama is available on Viki. It looks like it may also be on Tencent, which I have. But sometimes you have to wait for the episodes to air, so that's fun. So the next and final one, this is a Chinese drama. It's called Once We Got Married. So, oh, I can't read the synopsis because it's really, really short. So Gu Xixi is a fashion shopper who runs a small online shop from home and buys Alex's couture wedding dress for her clients. During private reception, she gets acquainted with Yin Xichen, the black-bellied president who came to discuss business cooperation with Alex. An incident occurs leading to them to temporarily maintain a contract cooperative marriage relationship for win-win situation pertaining to Alex. The two with opposite personalities gradually find love in this contract marriage. I like this drama a lot. I really do. I give it an 8 out of 10 though. I'm almost done with it, but because it's not available on a streaming site that is free, I kind of have to wait. This one is on Tencent video only. It's like Ichiyi, but Tencent Yeah, it's like a TV actually, because if you have an account, you're able to wait. You can watch them, but you would have to wait for the episodes to appear for you. Versus if you have an account with them and pay monthly, which is not a lot, but due to my tuition reasons, I had to get rid of a lot of them. Tencent, iQIYI, Hulu, like I had a lot, but I had to get rid of a lot of them. So, you can watch it, but it's like Viki actually. So you can watch it with ads, but you'll have to wait for the episodes to air. I believe finally I looked it up last night because I was doing all my work stuff for this. They're already up and running. They finally already aired on Tencent, so definitely check it out. Though the reason why I give it an 8 out of 10 is the love triangle. It's very common in some dramas. Most dramas, love triangle is a big deal, right? There's always second leads. The thing with this one, though, that I hate is that the female second lead is pining so fucking much, and she will do absolutely anything to have them break up. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. And from beginning to end, she's still at it. And I think at this point where I'm at, they've already declared her, like, professed their love. They want to be together. They would do anything in their power to maintain this relationship, blah 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 blah. But this girl will not stop at means end. Like, she will do anything to get rid of this girl, and it's the main lead. And I'm just like, bitch, you better calm the fuck down. First of all, he ain't good enough for you. Like, if he found the one, you need to get yourself someone else that's gonna be good for you. Like, it just, I don't know. I just don't like that heavy pining from the second lead. And they will do anything in their power to break the main lead up. And it's so annoying. Like, it's to the point where I sometimes have to, I'll be honest, skip those type of episodes because or scenes because it just won't stop. So that's why I give it an 8 out of 10 thus far. It's a good drama. It's a good love romance. I like the female lead and the male lead slowly getting some type of romantic feelings for each other. And it's cute, and it's really cute. So the female lead is Wang Yuwen. Well, that's her. That's the actress. Her character's Gu Xixi. And then the male lead is Wang Siti, and his character name is Yin Siten. I would say more, but for now, that's what I'm gonna leave it at because I figured this is a mini-sode, but I've noticed it's not a mini-sode, it's gonna be longer than that. But yeah, that's what I got for y'all for this one. I can talk about it more, but I feel like for now, because I haven't finished it, we'll leave it at that. You know, I wanted it to be a mini-sode, less than 15 minutes, about. It's 30 minutes long. Yeah, so I guess I just got really excited with this one because I had six dramas that I've been currently on hold but watching slowly but surely. So that's what you all get for today. I know that's short and rude, but I have many more to come actually. I have a list of all the dramas that I want to talk to y'all about. Hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, I'll be able to record more for y'all again. Sorry again that I've had to drop it to like 2 times a month. I've literally just been so wrapped up with work and school that it just doesn't give me a lot of time to do what I want to do. And again, I'm at that situation where there's not enough dramas for me to, you know. So, I hope you enjoyed this small review of these dramas. Again, I'm not done with any of them, so by the time you listen to them, hopefully, I'll be done with at least one. Who knows? For now, I hope you enjoyed your listening, and have a great day. Enjoy watching your favorite drama. Oh, let me know if you're watching any of these dramas that I've listed for today's episode. I'm very curious. Let me know. So thank you so much for staying tuned, and I hope you guys like this episode. If you want more, you can follow us on whatever streaming listening platform that you can. Follow us along on social media if you would like to hear more. Bye!